Grace you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Like many of you, I grew up in a very modest household. We lived very simply and made do with what we had. Our annual shopping trip before the new school year was to the local Kmart. Our vacations consisted of car trips and camping and a lot of hot dogs and Spam. My first bicycle, and the one that I had till I was in seventh grade, was one that I bought for myself at a garage sale for $5. There was nothing extravagant in our lifestyle or in our home. I know that my parents struggled to make ends meet because I would occasionally overhear their conversations. And yet, I never once, in all my growing up years, ever went without a meal because there was no food in the house. I may have gone without one because I got in trouble, but never because there was no food in the house. I never went to school barefoot because we couldn't afford shoes, or went the winter without a coat. And I never, in all that time, even once, ever worried about not having a roof over my head or a bed to sleep in. My parents may have worried about those things, I don't know. But I never did. And why? Because I knew that my parents would provide for me. There wasn't a doubt or a concern in my mind. In fact, the thought wasn't ever even in my mind. Because that's what parents do. That is their God-given duty and privilege. And thus, our second P of parenting is to provide for our children. Again, as we saw in our pre-sermon video, the animal kingdom understands this P of parenting well. Observe the birds of the air or the beasts of the field. They all know to provide for their young, whether that be providing food for their stomachs or shelter from the elements. It's what they do as long as their young are with them. So if the animals in God's kingdom know how to provide for their offspring, and moms and dads throughout the world know how to provide for their children, how is it that so often we fail to trust in the loving provision of our Heavenly Father? How is it that baby birds trust their mother? And we as children trust our parents. And yet we as adults have difficulty trusting our God. After all, He's the one who made the mama bird do what it does. He's the one that taught moms and dads to love and to provide. What makes us think for even one second that He will not provide and care for us also? I think the problem for many of us is that we're not children anymore, spiritually speaking, and we're not spiritual adults yet either. Most of us are kind of caught somewhere in between in this spiritual adolescence. And like most adolescents, we doubt and we question that our parents really know what we need. While I, as a teenager, may think that I need a new car because all my friends got one, my parents may believe that the old family clunker will serve my needs just fine. And so it is with God, our Heavenly Father. While we may believe that we need to be healed from our current affliction, or that we need to find a spouse, or that we need to have a few less issues in our lives, God may feel that those thorns are necessary in order to grow us and to provide for us. Just like parents provide protection for their children from illnesses and diseases, you know, by taking them to the doctor and getting all their vaccinations and shots and such, none of which the children ever like, so God, our Heavenly Father, also provides for our eternal well-being by sometimes allowing us to have some temporal pains and problems, all of which may be necessary, essential, to move us to a better spiritual place in our lives, or maybe simply to prepare us for eternity. The great Christian writer C.S. Lewis once wrote these words, I quote, "Love is not affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be obtained." I want to read that one more time. Listen again. "Love is not affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be obtained." But many times a person's ultimate good is not his or her ultimate desire. And thus, providing for our children often requires a certain amount of what we call tough love. Because the need is there to do what is best for one's children, even when it may cause those children heartache and pain. And so God did for us also. In a show of love that cut him to the heart, he turned his back on his only son, Jesus, that he might bear the punishment for our sin. You see, God so loved us and so wanted to provide for us that he let his son suffer and die on a cross for us. And then he raised him from the dead that he might give to us not only the forgiveness of our sins, but also the gift of everlasting life. In our epistle reading this morning, we heard these words from Paul in Romans chapter 8. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? In other words, if God went so far as to provide for our forgiveness through the incredible and the extreme sacrifice of a death on a cross of his own son, how much more will he also then provide for our simple and daily needs of body, mind, and heart? A parent's job is to provide for their children. Animals know it. People know it. And our God most certainly knows it. To even consider that he ever wouldn't provide for us is simply unthinkable. He's our Father. That's what he does. May we become so convinced for Jesus' sake. Amen.